When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Say less, I'm in.
100% you're down.
For Total Divas?
Yeah.
Of course.
What are you bringing to the table?
Everything. I'm ready to play. Let's go.
Maxine Dupri!
My name's Joe. Welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. Today's guest, WWE superstar Maxine Dupri.
Oh, yeah. Of course. People are like, wow.
This is Maxine's second time on the podcast now. We get to chat all about the WWE locker room, The Rock, Triple H. Do you see the chemistry with him and Triple H still there?
I actually have not seen them interact because he's not...
They're beefing, huh?
So much beef.
Alpha Academy, Chad Gable, Otis.
Otis is so funny. I don't even think people know. Like, that's actually probably one of the most... commonly asked questions I get is like, is Otis that like that in real life? And I'm like, it's even better.
Maxine's working on her buff girl era, and I think she's there. So if you like this podcast, please give this video a like. Let me know who else you want to see in the comments down below, and go check out the episode with Chelsea Green and Natalia out now.
Popped out the womb, yoked.
His poor mother. Without further ado, Maxine Dupri. Congrats on being in the WWE video game.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I also feel like they did so good with my model. Like, I was so impressed when I saw it.
What happened? You go in and do a scan?
They do scan you. They scan me twice. Once with makeup, once without. But you still, like, never know. Like, sometimes, you know, you see them and you're like, oh, that looks like my favorite superstar, but there's, like, things that are different.
Yeah.
I feel like they really did so good on mine. And actually, so Indy Hartwell, she is into all of that. And she texted me last night, like, yours is so good. And I was like, yes, Indy's stamp of approval.
When you start playing, are you going to only play yourself?
I've never played. I have already played. Okay, so my boyfriend plays. So I've made him play with, like, last year with the ones that fans created.
And just he can, so I can only, like, play it with me.
Of course. Don't be ridiculous. I do need to play with myself at least once.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that and I'll, like, vlog it.
You should.
I think I will. I'm going to add that to my to-do list for the month of March.
That's going to be crazy.
Stay tuned.
Next up is we need an action figure.
Yes, we do.
Have you ever done scans for that?
I actually don't know how that works. I haven't.
That just, like, happens?
Yeah. So I know, like, when we get, like, new gear, for example, we'll go to Still Photo and they have you take 360 photos. So I always do that with all sets of gear just so that way they have it for the video game, for action figures, for whatever they want to use it for. But I don't know, like, how that process is. I would love to see it behind the scenes.
Was the Royal Rumble everything that you expected it to be?
Yes. And scarier.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, I was so nervous about running into the ring. Like, I was stressing. I don't know. I was like, with my luck, I'm going to, like, stub my toe and trip.
That's moment.
That was going to be my moment. Okay. I was so nervous, like, to the point. So we had appearances that morning and I, like, kept saying it. And then Chad was like, you need to stop saying it. You're going to, like, manifest that you're going to jump on. I'm like, no, you're right. I have to stop talking about it. It's going to be fine.
Do you think that you're under more scrutiny than the average superstar?
I think yes and no. I think at times people have, like, really given me a lot of grace because I'm learning on live TV, and thankfully with my character that's been said, so people are aware that these are my first reps.
Like, they actually are. It's not made up.
No, yeah, exactly.
That's what's so cool.
Like, my first time performing in front of a crowd has been on Monday Night Raw. So I think on that level, people have given me a lot of grace. I think on the other hand, and maybe this is in my head, but this is just how I feel like we have so many talented women, not only on SmackDown, Raw, and NXT and developmental, people wrestling on the independent scene. So I think there's also this level of, like, okay, so this girl's getting a shot who maybe is not quite as ready as some people feel I should be. So I think that adds a level of scrutiny. But I think for me, it's an added level of pressure, but it's also like, I want to make those people proud that aren't getting that opportunity. Like, I'm so grateful for every opportunity. I'm grateful to be thrown into the deep end. Obviously, it's scary, and obviously, it sucks when you get scrutiny for things where it's like, I really am doing my very best, and I'm training as hard as I can, and I'm trying to get better every time, but, like, I'm not perfect. I am human, and this is my first time doing this stuff, so there is going to be times where I do things that people aren't going to love or that I'm not going to love, and I watch back, and I'm like, yes, believe me, I'm watching it back, too. Like, why did I do that? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I get it. So I do think it adds that level of scrutiny, but I also think I'm such, like, I'm a perfectionist. I'm a people pleaser, so it's just hard for me sometimes because I'm like, oh, like, I want to be better than anyone ever could imagine I could be.
This is now your second time on this podcast.
Yes.
And last time you said you wanted to enter your buff girl era.
Yeah.
And you're there.
Thank you. Look at this, guys. Look. Okay.
So you are putting in the work. Yeah. What's so cool. Are you spending more time in the ring now?
I've always been spending a lot of time in the ring. So, I mean, yes. Consistently still.
Do you have special training partners that you work with?
I do. I train with Chad Gable as much as I can. Obviously, he lives in a different state. So anytime that I'm able to get in the ring with him before TV on Mondays, I always will. And that's been a game changer for me. And he's so kind to spend his time doing that. Like, he does not have to do that. So I'm really, really appreciative that he takes the time to do that. And then I go to the Performance Center during the week, and I'll train with the girls that are in developmental. I'll go with Indy sometimes, and Candace, Naya, like anyone. I can go with Chelsea. So I love the opportunity to learn from any of them, because I'm always like, I need it. Someone come with me and help me, please.
What's the relationship like with Chad outside? Are you sending him videos of you doing different moves? Like, how can I perform this one better?
Yeah, I'm like constantly like blowing up his like help me, help please, which is great. I'm grateful for that, because I really like don't do anything without being like, wait, is this a good idea? Yeah. Are we sure? Can I do this? And he's so brilliant when it comes to wrestling. Like, he has such a good mind with it. So. And something that I don't have at all. So I have to ask him, like, wait, what should I do here? And he always knows.
What other girls do you look up to on the roster?
Literally everyone. But I learned so much from all of them. I got to work Naya on live events this past weekend, which was so much fun and such a good experience to learn from a vet. I got to work with Chelsea in the Battle Royal on Monday, which was like the first time that we've touched, which was so much fun. And then I did live events 2 weeks ago, me and Ivy versus Zoe and Shayna. And that was another match that for me was just pivotal for me. I needed those reps.
Is there less pressure with those house shows?
I think so. Yeah, because you're like going back to scrutiny, you don't have, it's not live, you know, I mean, it's live, but it's not on live TV. So you don't have like every single thing you're doing immediately being blasted on social media. It's a little more in the moment. Of course, there's still people recording, but it's not as much pressure, I think. And I think that, you know, it's an opportunity to learn. So for me, it's like, whatever, I have to just throw myself out there and do it.
Do you search for those videos to see what you could have done better?
I don't search for videos anymore because I'm tired of hurting my own feelings.
Why?
I don't go on social media and scroll anymore. That's okay. Like, not my, it's not good for my mental well-being. So if I watch the videos that are taken by WWE, because they record them, so I have them sent to me so that I can watch those videos, but I don't scroll social media for the videos.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, you spoke that you couldn't do the worm forward.
Yeah.
So at, was it the Rumble? You did it backwards.
Yes. So I've been doing it forward, but it's so hard for me.
Yeah.
And takes so much energy, and I feel like I just don't do it well. So, and I've always known that I could do it backwards.
Backwards looks just as sick.
Thank you. But I just always felt like, oh, like I just need to do it forwards. And then did it backwards, and everyone loved it. And I was like, okay, I'm sticking to backwards. So much easier for me. That's my new thing.
So that's now in your arsenal?
Yes.
Okay. How's the tag team with Ivy Nile?
It's so fun. It's great. It's one of those things where obviously I'm an Alpha Academy. So it's like I love that I kind of get the best of both worlds, because I get to work with the boys and be ringside for their matches, and they get to help me with things. But then it's fun to also have someone in the locker room that I get to work with.
Is that perspective of a male watching you and a female watching you? Do each of them have their own different pointers? Because you get a lot of feedback now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and I think like one thing that's unique about what we do is everyone has a different opinion on different things. So you kind of have to find your groove and, you know, find who you know that you like want to get your feedback from and how to apply it and that kind of stuff. I mean, of course, I'm in a place where I'm accepting any and all feedback. But I definitely like I definitely know, like, after a match, like, I'm going to go to Chad and ask what I need to work on and what looked good, what didn't, that kind of stuff. And then I know, like, out of the females, who I'm going to ask for what feedback I need.
Will Chad give you that more, like, technical advice?
Yeah. I think all of the above, but yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
You are in the locker room with Natalia.
Yeah.
Being a total Divas super fan.
Yes.
Is that the most surreal experience for you?
Yeah. It's so fun. It's so fun. And we talk about it all the time because she knows. She knows that I'm obsessed. And I even texted her. I can't remember if I said this last time I was here, but I texted her one time. I was with Tiffany and we were binge watching old episodes. And she came out in the cutest gear and I sent her a photo like, you need to bring this gear back. And she's like, are you watching Total Divas right now? I'm like, yes, I am. So yeah,
Tiffany,
it's so fun.
Is Tiffany a reality stan also?
Oh, yes. Of Total Divas. Absolutely.
Same with Chelsea.
Of course.
It's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. We all love it.
Do you lift with Ivy?
Not regularly. I go to the performance center to train.
And what's that day like at the performance center?
So when you're in developmental, you have like a set schedule. So it's whatever they set up for you. Now that I'm on main roster, I'm able to kind of just come and go as I please, which is really nice. So
do they give you a meal plan as well? Like other stuff outside just
We have a nutritionist. If you want to utilize that, you can.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so I go pretty much when I'm home, I go every day for weightlifting. I really like their program. I love the trainers.
You get a personal trainer?
So we have, the way it works is there's different like hours of that you can go because each class is a different training session. So I can just jump in and join a class. So it's not the same as like a regular personal training session, but they do have a set workout for each day. And they're really great. Like if I went in there and I'm like, oh, I'm sore from this or I'm doing this soon. So I, you know, want to make sure that I'm good. They'll give me all of those tools, which is really awesome. And then I'll go to ring and I'll either hop in a class, like I'll hop in like Norman Smiley's class and join whatever he's doing, or we'll go to what they call extra ring, which is where it's basically just open. And then you can just go and mess around and try things and have fun.
Who are the other coaches there?
We have a lot. We have Coach Brookside, Norman, AJ, Weston Blake, we have, like, literally so many. Coach Moss. Like, it's a full house. Coach Bloom. Sarah Amato.
Which yeah. AJ?
AJ Winkler.
Do you treat your body for recovery now?
Yes, but I've always been into that.
Oh, so, like the ice plunges?
Yes.
Yeah. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game. But guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, Super Beats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
Hello.
Exactly.
Matcha tea.
I'll be there tomorrow. I can't wait. Yeah. For cold plunges, I got into that from going to Aloe, and it like changed my life. I really, really want to get a cold plunge at my house. Like, I want to do it every single day. I'm obsessed. But I've always been into like health and wellness and recovery and fitness. So I think I obviously am focusing on my buff girl era. So I've been putting more emphasis on weightlifting and recovery in that sense. But I do think I've always kind of been that way since I was young.
And you're obviously really cautious about what you put into your body.
Yeah. And it's like I'm big on moderation because obviously we're on the road, we're traveling, and we're 365 days a year. So it's not like oh, you're, you know, you eat really clean for 6 months and you're in off season and you can, you know, do what you want. Like, we're year round. So I think I've realized for me that I have to do moderation.
Moderation in terms of what? Like how much you can have?
No, of what I eat. Yeah. Like, I'm not, I don't calorie count. I don't count macros. I'm not, that just doesn't work well for my brain.
You just eye it?
No, I will, like, end up having a binge eating problem or, like, an eating issue if I calorie count. So, it's just, like, that strict kind of thing doesn't work for me ever. So, I'm more of an intuitive eater, and I eat really clean. So, I focus on, I don't check calories or anything, but I always focus on ingredients. So, items that have fewer ingredients and ingredients that you can pronounce. So like if I'm, and I try not to have refined sugar. So if I'm gonna have something that has sugar in it, if it's coconut sugar, maple, honey, anything like that, I'm totally fine with. I don't care. I don't count it as like, oh, I had a lot of sugar. Like if it's a natural sugar that your body can digest and process. I do have Diet Coke, which is really bad. But that's probably my only like really processed thing that I have often.
What are your favorite places that you try and stick to when you're on the road?
That's a good question. So me and Chelsea always go to like random breakfast places on Monday mornings, and we always just find anywhere with an omelet. So anywhere that I can either get an omelet or like egg whites and sausage and toast, whatever. Like anywhere that we know, like a diner option is great. Then we have catering, so we're usually fine for the rest of the day.
Because that's just like plates of like chicken and salmon,
yes.
Whatever.
Yes. But like Sunday nights, I'm trying to think, it's kind of random. Because if I'm on live events, so I'm on the road longer, then I usually will try and find anywhere with like a to-go style Mexican bowl, like Chipotle or somewhere like that where you can build your own and I can do a protein and veggies and just kind of like make my own thing that I can take with me, or anywhere I can build my own salad.
Now that The Rock is back,
yeah.
Have you seen him throughout the locker room?
I've seen him backstage twice.
Do you say hi?
Yes, but I don't think he's like kicking it in the locker room, you know?
Yeah. What is the Alpha Academy talk about before you guys go out there?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it's different depending on who's performing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely the child of the group that needs more hands-on. So I feel like with me, it's like, okay, like, take your time, find your moments, like, you know, enjoy it, have fun. Like, that's more the energy that I usually need before going out. Obviously, Chad is the GOAT, so we're just like, have fun.
You got this, dude.
And he'll be fine. Like, always, he always
kills it. Do your thing.
Yeah. I mean, and same with Tozawa and Otis. It's like, okay, enjoy. Have a great time. Honestly, I'm the only one that needs a talking to before going out.
You now have your own merch, too.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Did you get to help design it?
I was not hands-on with that. I don't know who was hands-on with that, to be honest. I'm not sure.
I mean, in terms of clothing, you also have your own clothing company.
Yes.
How's Jaunty doing?
It's good. Yeah, it's been fun. just keeping her afloat, you know? It's hard when it's like, it's not my top priority because WWE is my top priority. So I love it. I invest all the time that I can into it, but I also have to like make sure that my day is laid out with what's most important to me right now.
Do you find customers finding you from WWE?
I think to an extent, yes. But also I've been doing Jaunty for 5 years, so I feel like it's kind of has its own entity, like aside from me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, because you're not really that associated with it.
I am, because I'm the only one that does it. Like, it's all me.
It's not like Sydney.
Exactly. Yes. Like, when I created it, I wanted to create a brand. Right. It wasn't like I was creating merch, if that makes sense.
Would you ever want to create anything else?
Brand-wise?
Yeah, anything like hot sauce.
I don't think I would do the food industry, to be honest. I could see myself in, like, makeup or perfume or something like in that realm, because I'm like into all the girly swirly things. But I think, yeah, I don't know if I could do food.
What are your favorite brands now, clothing wise?
Ooh, that's a great question. I have so many. For one, I have an addiction to Amazon. Like, I get so many clothes off of Amazon, so that's a problem. I love IMGEA. I love Zara. I love honestly, Abercrombie & Fitch has made a major comeback. They have great stuff. I love Mayfair for hoodies and sweat sets. They have really cool stuff.
My wife got me Abercrombie for Christmas. Really? I was like, I'm like, Abercrombie? Yes. She's like, they changed. There's a new designer. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's incredible. I love Aloe. I wear so much Aloe.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I'm a walking billboard for Aloe and Amazon, honestly, at this point.
What about Aviator Nation?
I don't know what that is.
What? They're the softest, comfiest. They're so expensive, but they're so...
Oh, okay. They do the colored and has the stripes on the sides.
Yeah, right? It's like that 70s surfer. Yes,
my mom has that set.
They're so expensive, but they hold up when you wash it.
They do? Okay. It's so good crazy. To know. Maybe I'll try it.
You should. You did like a back handspring, backflip.
Yes.
Where'd that come from?
It's just one of my party tricks, you know?
I just pull it out of nowhere.
Yeah. I learned how to do... So I competed in gymnastics as a child. So I learned how to do a roundup back handspring when I was like 6 or 7.
Roundup back handspring.
Yeah. There it is.
You're like, I'm going to save this for when I'm older.
And I've been doing it my entire life. Like when I switched to dance, I did it in every single dance routine. I've done it on gravel, cement, like since I was like 12. Like I've been doing it literally everywhere. I guess when I came to WWE, I was like... I wasn't eager to use it just because we have so many girls who are incredible gymnasts, like Charlotte and Tiffany, who can do so much more than just a roundup back handspring that I never felt like I was going to utilize. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just never felt like, oh, that's not like my niche. Like that's theirs. And then I ended up trying it on live events and it was fun and threw it in there.
What else do you have in your arsenal that hasn't come out yet?
Oh, I can't tell you all my party tricks. I have so many.
You don't get scared when you're jumping off the top rope?
Actually, no, not anymore. I did the first time, but now I don't.
Now you're just so used to it?
Yes, and honestly, I think I've been lucky that every single person I've worked with has been really, really awesome and like kept me so safe that I've never had a scary moment of like, oh, are they going to catch me or what's going to happen here? I've always been so well taken care of that it just makes it fun.
When you watch clips of people jumping off ladders or jumping off the top of the steel cage.
Yeah. No, that's scary. That's so much higher.
Could you ever see yourself doing that?
I would never say no to anything they want me to do. I would totally do it. I don't think I would volunteer. It's really high up.
Yeah. How high is that? Like 15
I don't
feet?
Even know. Like the ones, sometimes like the things that people do, I'm like, even Ricochet a few months ago did something like from the crowd. Did you see this? He like did a gainer, but it was, and people caught him, but it was like over cement. Like it was sketch and he was so high up. It was a lot. I was like, good for you. Could never be me.
When someone does that, is the entire locker room like...
Oh, yes. Yes. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Do they get like mad respect when they walk back there?
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Especially when you're doing just like the gnarliest things.
Do you ever get that when you're doing your Caterpillar?
Oh, yeah. Of course. People are like, wow.
When you get speared through a table, does that hurt?
Okay, I was really scared for that one. Actually.
Was that your first table you ever went through?
Yeah.
Live on TV?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. You don't practice that stuff. I was very scared just because I've never done that. And I was also, you know, like you want the spot to go well. You're like, what if the table doesn't break? Like, I don't know. Like it's just the whole thing is scary. But the beautiful thing about that spot is that I had just gotten back my graduation gift that was the jacket, the varsity jacket. That is nice and padded, honestly. Like, that's a thick jacket. And I think that's why it was totally fine. Like, it was kind of amazing. Like, we went through and I was like, oh my God, I did it. And I'm alive and all is well. It was totally fine.
Do you still have that jacket?
Yeah.
Do you save all of your, like, in-ring
gear? Everything,
yeah. Have you ever been to, like, the warehouse that they have of all the...
Mm-hmm.
You have?
So, yeah, there's a few. But, like, at the Performance Center, there's a warehouse where they store a lot of things. And then they also have headquarters that has different things stored.
Is it, like, I don't want to say, like, Planet Hollywood... Like, is it, like, on display and has, like, little nameplates?
It depends where you are. Like, the headquarters is so cool. Like, headquarters is like that, where things are really nicely displayed. It has the coolest gym, you know, and everything has a WWE logo on it. It's so cool and well done. And then the Performance Center warehouse is more of a storage style because it's stored until they need to use it and that kind of stuff. So it's not all on display. So it just kind of depends where you are.
Who's training at the WWE headquarters?
So at headquarters, there's not like, it's not like the Performance Center where there's like rings and stuff. They just have the gym. So I think from my understanding, all the employees can utilize the gym.
Oh, that's
who, like,
so cool.
Work in headquarters. Don't quote me. I'm not positive, but I believe that's how it works. So I don't know.
Do you ever see Triple H working out?
I have not, but I'm not there because headquarters is in Connecticut.
Maybe he doesn't work out.
I mean.
He was born that way.
He was born jacked.
A 6'5".
Yes. Popped out the womb, yoked.
His poor mother. Does Matt Cardona get jealous of your and Chelsea Green's relationship?
I hope so. We're in love. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't think so. I think that he... Okay, this is like a funny thing that we always talk about. So Chelsea was obviously on the road with him for a bit, for like 2 years. And like, me and Chelsea are literally the same person in a different font. Like, we travel the same. We sleep at the same time. We eat at the same time. And Matt is definitely more like, okay, post show, need to go get a full meal, do this, do that. So they go to sleep later, which Chelsea doesn't like because she likes to like get a full 8 hours like me. Where me and Chelsea are like, okay, we're leaving the arena, we're post-mating, whatever we need, straight to the hotel so we can eat it in 7 minutes and be asleep in 12 minutes. Like, we are like, we're going to bed. So I think it just like, we travel really well together because of that. So I don't think, I'm sure he would prefer to be on the road with his wife. But, you know, I don't think he gets jealous.
She did say that she likes traveling with you.
Yes. No, yeah. But Matt's awesome. And, like, you know, I'm sure they had so much fun traveling together. And it'll be cool if they get the opportunity to do that again.
And you guys had a double date yesterday.
We did. How me was, and my mom and Matt and Chelsea.
How was Disney?
It was amazing. So I'm sure Chelsea told you, but Matt loves Disneyland. So I was ready for the Matt Cardona Disneyland experience. And it did not disappoint.
Was it empty because it was raining?
It was pretty empty. But we also did Genie Plus, which is like their new thing where you can go into the lightning lane. Everything's different now than when I last went. Like, you don't like just go and get a fast pass.
Yeah, it's more experience now.
Yeah, it's difficult. You got to use the app. It's a whole thing. It's not for the weak.
But you went on a rainy day, which is perfect.
Yes. I would rather it be rainy rather than hot. That's for sure.
No lines.
Yes. But it was... Like, it was raining. Like, my shoes were soaking wet.
It was definitely, like, puddlesome.
Yes. Yes.
You guys were out there.
It was damp.
Yes.
Yeah.
What other goals do you have coming up now?
My goal is just to continue climbing and just improving every day. As much as I do like to set big goals, I feel like for where I'm at in my career, my goal right now is just to, like, stay grounded, keep working, get 1% better every day, keep myself in a healthy headspace where I'm just continuing to grow mentally, physically, in all aspects. So that way that can correlate into my work.
Do you ever get to talk to people on and off the roster?
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roster and get more advice from them, like the Bella twins or obviously Natalia, but do you ever get to really like pick people's brains?
Sometimes. I think not as much as maybe it seems, because I at work, absolutely. On a Monday, like, yes, there's so many amazing, talented people that you get the opportunity to talk to and like learn from. But I think, you know, like for everyone, it's like they're hustling. Some of them go home, they're with their families, and they're having their time. And
at your time on NXT, did you ever work with The Rock's daughter?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's amazing. She's so sweet. She's so talented. I'm so happy for her that she's the new general manager of NXT. She's killing it. She's someone that, you know, she works hard, and I'm excited that she's finally getting her moment to shine. Like, it is. It's overdue.
Do you keep up with it anymore?
Yeah.
NXT?
Yeah.
What about SmackDown?
Yeah.
You're watching everything?
Yeah. I mean, I think too, like when you're in it, like this is our whole life, you know? So you get to be absorbed in all of it. And it's fun. Like these are all of our friends and coworkers. It's fun to see what everyone's doing and what storylines are happening. And
who would you want to feud with from the SmackDown brand?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, there's so many.
So many people I want to beat up.
I love the opportunity to do a mixed tag. Like I love when I get to wrestle with the boys and we get to, you know, face a mixed tag. So I think it'd be fun to like work with Zelina because she's so talented. And, you know, I think that I could learn a lot from her as well. And she's got the boys, so we could do a fun mixed tag.
Speaking of watching stuff, Vanderpump.
Insanity.
I am recently into it and I love Tom Schwartz.
I do too. But I've always loved Tom Schwartz since the beginning. Like he's always been my favorite. And then, you know, obviously he got himself in a little pickle by closely associating himself with people, you know? So it's like, I still love him, but I do wish that he was a little bolder.
I think he handles it so well now.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's really trying. This is 4 episodes into the new season, but he's really trying to like mend everything together. And with Ariana saying like, if you're friends with him, you can't be friends with me.
Yeah.
That puts everyone in such a tough spot.
I also do feel like Tom Schwartz and Lala both do a good job of like, you guys are filming a reality show. You have to be together or don't be on the show. You know what I mean? Like, I understand the boundaries and stuff, but it's also like, it's a reality show about a friend group, you know?
Do you think Ariana would really want to kick him out? Kick Tom Sandoval out?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Of the group?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
But then all the drama's gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that I'm like, do you guys want the show or do you want peace?
Right.
Because I don't think you get both with reality TV, you know?
No.
But I feel like Lala and Tom Schwartz are kind of like carrying the show on their back by keeping everyone, trying to keep everyone together.
Lala was the one that texted Raquel, right?
Yes.
Outside the club.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
You try and think like, oh, well, is this a normal situation? No, it's not. So why are they doing it? And then you get sucked into it.
No, you do. And I do think I've really loved this side of Lala that we've seen this season. I feel like, and she talked about this on a podcast once, I believe. But since having her daughter, she's like, I'm just trying to be more like soft and careful with what I do and say. And there's so many moments in past seasons where she's like lost her top and said some wild things. And it's cool to see her have this new like mature, calm mindset about her.
Did you watch from season 1?
Yeah.
So you've seen them all from not having kids to now having families.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't watch as it was airing. I started watching Vanderpump during COVID time and started at season 1 and watched the whole thing.
Who's your favorite on the show?
I loved back in the day when it had like Stassi and Jax and like the whole crew. I really enjoyed. I guess now, I honestly don't really have a favorite now. I've loved watching Ariana's journey. I've loved, you know, I loved seeing her on Dancing with the Stars. I've liked seeing Sheena's journey. I've liked seeing Lala's journey. But there's not like, I don't tune in like, oh, that's my girl. I stand behind everything she says and does. Like, there's not someone on that show like that for me right now.
Have you been to Schwartz and Sandy's?
No.
Have you been to?
I've been to all of Lisa's.
Okay.
Yeah. Lisa can do a restaurant, man. That girl is brilliant. She has Paris in Vegas, the Paris restaurant. It's amazing.
Where's that at?
It's in one of the casinos. I don't remember which one, but it's in Las Vegas. And it's called like Vanderpump All Paris, I think. And it's amazing.
When you're traveling, do you seek out where to go eat? Or is it kind of just whatever's near you, I'll just have that?
We definitely seek stuff out, for sure. And if we're somewhere where like we know there's a certain coffee shop or restaurant or whatever, then we'll definitely make the time to go to that place.
What about when you're traveling, if there's cool landmarks? Like, obviously you're here in LA, so you extended your trip to go to Disneyland?
Yeah. So we definitely will. And like, me and Chelsea both wake up really early, so Mondays are always, we're exploring. And if there's nothing to explore, we're at Target buying things we do not need. 100% of the time.
And you have to bring it all the way back home?
Absolutely.
Do you get a lot of fan art?
So we don't have a place that like that stuff is sent to us. So not physically, but I do get tagged in a lot of really cool stuff. And I love looking at that stuff.
Do you see Maxine signs?
Sometimes. And it's so cool when you do. You know what I see a lot of that I really love? People sketching gear for me. That's my favorite thing.
Have you ever used anyone's?
I always do. I've used all of them.
Yeah. How does that work?
They'll sketch it and tag me and then I'll have it made from a gear maker. Yeah.
You just send it to the gear maker and then boom, it's there?
Yeah. I mean, to an extent.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's but so cool.
I send it as like the base. Here's the inspo. What can we do to, you know, create this? Yeah.
That must be so cool for the fan.
Yeah, it's so awesome. You get to like tag them in it and show them, you know, show them you wearing it. It's so cool.
Yeah, then it's on TV.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, I love that.
And you guys are going to be on Netflix now.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Is it going to be a live broadcast?
I believe so.
Are you watching The Bachelor?
I am. It's my first time watching it in a very long time.
This is my first time ever watching it. I'm not talking trash, but is he kind of one-dimensional or do they edit him that way?
From my understanding, The Bachelor is very edited, like the show as a whole.
Everything out of his mouth is like, I'm just here for love. I want to give everybody a fair shot.
Okay, so to be fair, this is why I don't normally watch The Bachelor in this day and age. I think Bachelor back in the day, pre-social media being what social media is, it was iconic because it was like 30 women really fighting over this man for love.
Like genuinely.
Yes.
All of them were there to find a husband.
Yes. And I feel like obviously people go on now to, you know, build a brand on social media or to then create their own brand, which respect, live your life, do your thing. I support you. Love that. However, I do think it makes it harder to know, like, not motives because whatever, but just, okay, is this authentic? Like, what is this even who you are? Is this what's happening? Like, it's kind of hard to tell now.
With this season, are you feeling that same way? Because every time I bring that up to anybody, they all say the same thing.
Yeah, and it's hard because I've heard in the past, like, if a girl is in a confessional and she's crying because she misses her dad, for example, they'll edit it to where it looks like she's crying because she misses the bachelor who she's been on one date with, you know? And even, like, rose ceremonies, so, like, that first night when they all get there, they're all getting there at like 9:10 p.m. This is from my understanding, so I could be wrong, but apparently they film like all night, they're drinking all night. The rose ceremony happens at like 3 or 4 a.m. So by the time it happens, that's why everyone's like a little bit
emotional,
off their rocker, because they're exhausted, they've been having champagne. So I think that, like, yes, things are over edited, but then they also put them in scenarios that mentally push you to like not the best place,
right?
Make great TV.
But I just feel like the Bachelor this season, like, you don't really know anything about him other than trying to find love. And yeah, he plays tennis, kind of.
I know. And even the tennis thing, like, does he play tennis? I was Googling that. I was, like, looking at his Instagram because they make this whole thing about how he's, like, a tennis player.
I think he's a tennis instructor.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know. I feel the same way. It's, like, it's a fun show to watch. It's a good, easy show. But it's definitely, like, it's on and I am scrolling TikTok.
Right, same. I actually had it on while watching Raw.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's not giving
the full
life-changing. Yes. And I also still have multiple thoughts on this, because part of me is like, if you're gonna do a show, you got to put it all out there. You got to just like air out the dirty laundry. You got to show us more sides to you. Like, we need to know what's going on. But on the other side, I'm also like, okay, everyone on this show is human. They do want to protect themselves. They want to, like, live a nice life. They don't want to get annihilated on social media for saying the wrong thing. So it's like, as a society, we've kind of created this where people are scared to, like, you know, be more
open.
Yeah, I think. And so maybe we would get to see more of him if he wasn't trying to be so, like, picture perfect.
Right. That's what it feels exactly like. Everything is just so picture perfect.
Yeah.
Like, does he even watch TV? Does he watch movies? I don't know. Yes.
And I always have a hard time, like, what are you guys connecting over? Because, right. I don't know. We're not seeing it. Like, we're not seeing what those things are. Like, I want to know more than just, like, you're connecting over one thing. Or, like, are you guys going to actually, like, build a friendship and then a relationship? Like, that's the hard thing about The Bachelor.
That's why I'm hooked on Vanderpump.
Yes. This is why I like reality TV shows that follow the same cast every season. Because there's history. I like the history.
Did you watch Jersey Shore?
Of course.
So season one?
All of it.
Especially with them, because they were all nobodies. And then this extremely crazy thing happened.
Yes. And then you watch Family Vacation, and it's amazing.
I haven't, like, seen it yet.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, it's great. Of course, going back to exactly what we just said, it's a little different now because they all have, like, their own brands and things going on, and they're adults, and the way that it's filmed is, like, they're not filming all the time. So it's like they go on, like, a week-long vacation, and that's the whole season, basically, is that 1 week of vacation.
Oh.
But it's still so good because I love all of them.
If a show like Total Divas came back,
yeah,
you're asked.
Say less, I'm in.
100% you're down.
For Total Divas?
Yeah.
Of course.
What are you bringing to the table?
Everything. I'm ready to play. Let's go.
Are you starting fights?
No. I don't think that's, like, who I am to my core, though. You know what I mean? And I think that's, this is why I've said I would do reality TV if it was for WWE. Otherwise, I don't see myself on reality TV, just because I'm, like, a very sensitive person, and I'm very empathetic. Like, it would be very hard for me to, like, start a fight and, like, ruin someone's day and then, like, go to sleep that night. Like, so, I could not do that. I'd be overthinking for hours.
So are you crying? You're the one crying in the episode?
If someone's mean to me, absolutely. Tears are being shed.
You're the emotional breakdown one.
Yeah. That tracks.
How has the relationship with Alpha Academy grown in the past few months?
I mean, I think just, like, with anything, you know, it's, like, obviously things evolve. When we first started working together, I really didn't know them, or I really hadn't, like, spoken to them. So it was very fresh. So I think just the more we all, like, work together, the more that grows naturally, which is really nice.
If the four of you guys went to Dave and Buster's, what's that look like?
Oh, that's a great question.
Where are you? Where's Chad? Where's Otis?
I feel like this is just, I'm going to just guesstimate here. I feel like Tozawa is doing, like, Dance Dance Revolution on a game somewhere.
Killing it?
Killing it. Yes. I feel like me and Otis are for sure eating something, like, something delicious.
Wings, pizza.
All the things. Living our best life. And,
and where is Chad?
That's a good question.
A workout game?
No, yes. He's definitely... That's a good question. What would he be doing? His cheat meal is, like, a ribeye, so, like, not having a cheat meal with us, that's for sure. Probably playing a game or I'm trying to think. What games are at Dave & Buster's?
Everything. Shooting games, snowboarding games, like the Knock Down the Clown.
Okay. I'm going to go with, like, the bowling game.
He's bowling.
Just because that's my favorite game. I don't know.
What champion would you challenge at WrestleMania? Rhea Ripley or Io Sky?
I think still Rhea Ripley, because I want the opportunity to face her again.
How would that look?
Hopefully better than last time. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You, before all of the wrestling, you were also a cheerleader.
Yes.
And you cheerleaded for two teams that went to the championships.
Yes.
What was the Super Bowl like?
Insane. It was so much fun. It was honestly a similar experience to, like, WrestleMania, because we were there for a week. The whole town is, like, set up for Super Bowl. We're doing appearances, and, you know, you have the welcome party. There's the after party after the game. And it's just cool to see an entire city, like, come together for something like that. And I'm sure this past one in Vegas was out of this world. But I think for us, like, being in Atlanta was just, it was unreal.
With being a cheerleader for a football team, you're essentially only doing 8 games, correct? Because you're only there for the home games?
Yes, and preseason. So it's like 10.
Okay. So are you guys training every single day, like, new routines?
No. It is, you're part-time. So you train twice a week from, like, 7 to 10 p.m. So it's after everyone's done with work, then you have practice. You're learning your routines, and then, like you learn a full routine in like an hour. Sometimes we learn like two or three routines in a night, and then it's your job to come back the next rehearsal and have it all down and clean.
And how would you say you were as a cheerleader?
I mean, I was like, that was my thing, you know? So like that kind of stuff. Like if we have rehearsal at 7, we are all there at 5 in the lobby rehearsing. Like, yeah, we made sure that we were tip top shape.
What'd you do outside of that? Like for your job?
I always had like 1 million jobs, but so I got an agent when I was 16. So I was doing dance jobs and modeling and that kind of stuff. And then I have worked literally everywhere. I've worked at SoulCycle, Orange Theory. I taught bar. I started Jaunty during that time. I've worked at Lululemon. Like I was all over.
Did you have to get certified for all this?
Yes. For like teaching bar. Yeah.
Rank the Super Bowl, the NBA championships, and WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, Super Bowl, NBA.
Why?
I think I'm in a different position in WWE, like in the sense that when you're a cheerleader, it's not like Sydney Smurzel, the cheerleader. It's Los Angeles Rams cheerleader Sydney. No last name, nothing. You're representing the company. And you know that. Like, you know that, like, this game, with or without cheerleaders, is going to happen. So if you're there, count your blessings, say thank you for the opportunity, and move on. It's not about you at all. And I think that that's fair. It's the National Football League, guys, not the National Cheerleading. Like, I know everyone likes to, you know, whatever, but that's what it is. That's what you sign up for. So I just think it's a different experience in the sense that of doing that versus doing something as a WWE superstar. And then with the NBA championships, it was coming out of the pandemic, and it was a very different scenario than Super Bowl because it's you're at home. You're not traveling to like a city. Super Bowl, there's multiple games.
Does the city rally together as much?
Yes, Phoenix did. Phoenix 100% did. But it's like there's like, how many home games did we have?
82, so 46.
Yeah, but just for the NBA finals, because there's multiple games.
Right, so like it was like,
yeah, we had like, and we still at that point were having to dance with like face masks on, and we couldn't be on the court. We had to be on a little stage, so we couldn't have the whole team. So there was only 6 girls per game. So you had to like, you only got to do like 1 game.
And you weren't selected. Or you were selected for just 1 game.
Yeah. So we all got to do like 1 basically, which was cool, but it was not the same experience as Super Bowl.
And then WrestleMania.
And then WrestleMania is like out of this world. You're there as a WWE superstar. And it's a week long of like the most incredible fans and like appearances. And it's just a completely different experience, I think.
When you first got signed, did the fandom welcome you?
Yes. Yeah. I think when I first came up, it was cool. It was a really cool experience. And I think like anything, it's like a slow and steady pace. Like they want to see you. They want to see you grow. They want to like see your character develop. And I think for me, when things like really started to click was when I joined Alpha Academy.
And then once you joined that, did people kind of become more Maxine fans?
I think so. I feel like that's a fair, like during that time, that was when, I think that's when they got to see a different side of me. And I think that's when I started to get a little more comfortable. And, you know, I think I got more opportunities to talk, and we had our, like my graduation ceremony, we got to do an in-ring promo. And I think all of those things allows the fans to join you on that ride. And, you know, it's like, it's hard because it's like, sometimes you get wrapped up in it. And then like we had the Battle Royal on Monday. And when I came out, my entrance was during the break. But when I came out and like to hear the crowd react to like hearing our music, it's like, oh my gosh, like they're excited that I'm here. Like that's so cool. Like it's still just such like a, like pinch me moment, because I don't expect that.
If you're about to cut a promo, are you like talking to yourself like,
what's this?
You are?
Sure. I mean, you have to. Yeah.
Is everybody else doing that too?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think like 100%. Because you want to go out there and like, you're not going to wing it. Like, this is your moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you got to go out there and, you know, you want to make sure that you deliver everything well and, you know what your message is. And
have you ever reached out to any of the people that you kind of studied? So if there was like Trish or Tori Wilson or anybody?
I've reached out to like Nikki Bella and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And what do you guys talk about?
When I've reached out to her, I've never like, I mean, listen, Nikki Bella has 100 jobs and like businesses. Like, I am not like, hey, do you have feedback for me? Like, that woman is a busy girl.
Did you see my suplex?
Yeah, exactly. No. But I have reached out to her and had conversations with her, which is really nice because she's someone that I've always really idolized.
What else in pop culture are you like really into?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like right now I'm really into following like all of these TikTok girls. You know, like I love
the Alex Earls.
The Alex Earls. Yes. Abby, I'm going to say her last name wrong. Abby Buffoe. I love her. We worked together for Fashion Week and like I love her content and I love seeing her like rise. Like she, like during Fashion Week, seeing all the girls at like the YSL event, all these different things. Like it's so cool to get to like see them all like live out their dreams and create content and it's just so awesome.
If you got asked to go on Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Would you?
Duh. The GOAT, of course.
Do you listen to a lot of podcasts too?
I do.
Like what?
I listen to Call Her Daddy, Hot Mess with Alex Earl, The Toast. I listen to Him and Her, Wellness Her Way. There's so many. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And do you read a lot of books also?
I do, yeah.
Is that normally how you pass the time while you're traveling?
So I didn't used to. I used to really scroll a lot of social media. A lot.
Like too much?
Yes. Like I would be on a 3-hour flight and I'm just scrolling TikTok the whole time. And it just like really got me to like a mental headspace where I didn't have like a lot of clarity. And I felt like, I just felt like it got me to a place where I wasn't content. And I was feeling like, I don't think envy is the right word because it's not envy when you're like watching people do things. But just like a constant like, I like to live in a state of like gratitude and it was taking me out of that place.
It almost brings you into a hole.
Yes, exactly. And I think replacing scrolling social media with reading has been a game changer for me.
And you're actually reading books? You're not listening to Audible?
Yeah, I read. I like to hold a physical book. Wow. I think when I do Audible, if I'm going to do Audible, I'd rather listen to a podcast. For one, I like listening to podcasts. But two, I feel like sometimes with Audible, the voice of whoever's reading it changes the book for me. Like, I want to picture their voice however I am in my head. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the characters are and stuff. Like, sometimes when it...
Oh, you listen to, like, fiction stuff.
Well, I do both. I read a lot of fiction and I read, like, self-help style books.
David Goggins?
No.
What?
Who's that?
Some people are going to go off right now.
Who is that?
He's a really big motivational guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Okay, love that. No, like, I just read Atomic Habits, The Big Leap. Don't Believe Everything You Think. Like those are some of the key ones I recently did. I'm gonna start The Alchemist soon. I love The Four Agreements. And then on the fiction side, like I've read like all of Colleen Hoover.
Do you and Chelsea have a book club?
We don't actually, but we do read all the same books.
Right. Yeah. Do you guys discuss it after?
Absolutely. And like we'll read and swap.
That's a good little story. You guys should do a TikTok like series of that.
I know. We really should, of reading the different books we've read.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Okay, maybe we will. I'll give you credit.
Thank you, please. Maybe call it Joe's and Maxine's and Chelsea's book club. Yeah.
Perfect.
Because I saw you did like a full story time on being a cheerleader.
Yeah.
So I feel like stuff like that would be so cool for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I love doing that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to do more of that one of my goals of this year, which is like a random small goal, was just to be more authentic on social media.
I think you're doing a great job at that.
Thank you. Just trying to share more of not just picture perfect moments and not a highlight reel, but just share more of what my day to day looks like and give people more of an inside look into my life. So I think it's a fun space to do that on TikTok because for me, TikTok feels like a very safe space.
Is there anything that you haven't shared yet that you really want to?
I think that I would love to dive into just how I stay grounded, how I deal with bad days, that kind of stuff, I think would be a fun little episode to just share like what works for me because I think it's different for everyone.
What do bad days look like for you?
I think like I kind of like what I said earlier, I'm just because I'm a perfectionist and a people pleaser, I sometimes can like spiral about things. So I think
like as in you're in your own head, like, oh, that didn't go right.
Yes. And yeah. And I think for me, keeping myself in a place of gratitude and joy and just moving forward and working on like what I want to work on, I think for me looks like reading more, having a really good morning routine and like that kind of stuff really keeps me like grounded.
Do you think that's really important for the job that you have?
Staying grounded?
No, to have those routines that you can kind of stay on track, because if you're being thrown out all over the country,
yeah,
I feel like it's so easy to not fall apart, but like,
yeah, I think so. And I think it's just good for me. It's good for me because I, you know, like I've said, like I love going to work. Like I love what I do. It's so much fun. And I always want to be in a place where I'm really enjoying every minute. And I think like we're all human. We all have days where we're like, you know, not feeling like our best. And so I think being able to snap out of it and keep yourself in a really good headspace is important for any job, you know?
Do you have a ritual for when you get to the arena?
I don't. Like, I have, like, routines, like a morning routine and that kind of stuff that keeps me in a good space. But I'm not like superstitious. Like, I'm not like, oh, I have to go do X, Y, and Z before or things are going to go bad.
Oh, I'm so like that.
Really?
I wake up, I have to take my Athletic Greens. I have to take my fiber gummies.
No. Morning routine, yes. Like, I have to have my AG1, I have to have my colostrum, I have to do all that kind of stuff.
But then I have to get to the gym, and then I have to take my pre-workout, and then I have to go on TikTok for 15 minutes until it hits me.
Really?
I have to. Otherwise, I'm off sync.
That's so interesting. I do think routine-wise, yes. But, like, are you, like, before you record a podcast, do you have to do, like, three things?
I have to eat carbs, because otherwise I tap out at 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a cool, like, little note. What is that?
What is
the reasoning?
Like, just like I have to have like some kind of berries or fruits or something.
Okay.
Because otherwise at 30 minutes, and I feel like it's just on me because I'm watching the edit back. The conversation seems fluid, but I feel like my soul leaves my body.
Oh, I totally get that.
And I feel like my questions are just like, oh, that was a shitty question. Why'd you ask that?
Okay. That's hilarious. But I actually do totally understand that because it's like sometimes my social battery taps out.
Yeah.
And then I need to mentally recharge.
Right.
Which I do agree having a routine is what like, and again, reading instead of scrolling is what helps my mental battery stay intact. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Is that then I'm like, okay, now I can crush this day. Whereas if I spend my morning, like I try not to check my phone first thing in the morning. I try and do all of my other things before I scroll social media. I notice such a difference between when I do that versus when I don't.
Difference in terms of what?
Just like mental clarity. How successful I am with what I need to get done that day. Like, it's so weird, but I swear it's like, it makes such a difference in my whole day.
When I get a good podcast, I normally like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the person leaves, I'll probably do it once you go.
Yes.
Once you win the title.
Yeah.
Will you have any kind of celebration?
Oh, for sure. And I think that's so important to celebrate those things. Like, I'm really big on, and obviously that's not a small win, that's a major win, but I'm really big on celebrating small wins.
Same.
Like, I think that, like, if there's something that's, you know, been hard for you or difficult for you to get done, whatever, and you get it done, like, that's a moment to celebrate.
Even anyone responding to me, even when people leave me on scene, that's a victory.
That is a small win. Like, they opened it.
Yes.
Small win.
Because then I can message them in a month, and guess what? It's there.
It's there.
It's there.
In the inbox.
That happened with Joe Jonas. Three years in the making.
Wait, that's amazing.
Yeah. I messaged him like 4 years ago, and he read it. So then I messaged him 3 years ago, and he read it. And then I messaged him a month ago, and he responded with an eye emoji.
Wait, that's crazy, and that makes me so happy for you. And I also have another thought that, Joe Jonas, if you're listening, don't listen. there's a new thing on Instagram where you can turn off your red receipts.
I saw that.
And I love that.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to have the numbers, and sometimes I need to see what it was, but I'm not ready to respond.
Oh, like see the time when you saw it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that you can't see it now.
Oh, I hate that.
I love it so much.
I need it so bad.
I know. Sorry, I'm ruining your small win. Joe Jonas, do not turn your red receipts off.
Joe Jonas.
Don't even think about it.
Are you going to Era One and trying?
I am going there right after this.
To try Bieber's new smoothie?
Yes, I have to. And apparently there's a soft serve version.
Yeah, it's like ice cream.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Take all my money, Era One.
How does it feel having The Rock back into the mix now?
It's so cool. Like, what a time to be alive and to be a fan and to be in the company. Like, it's just unreal.
What is he bringing? Like, what kind of energy happens now that he's there?
I mean, like, even when you watch it, like, it's insane. Like, watching him go out and, like, my favorite thing to do, and you guys should all do this, is, like, watch the crowd and, like, look at certain people's faces. And, like, watching their reactions is so cool. Like, you can, like, feel it through them. And I always think, like, how cool that must be to be, like, you know, you last minute, you know, you and your significant other got tickets to go to SmackDown. And then The Rock comes out.
That's what my wife said.
Like, come on. That is, like, you cannot make that up.
When we were watching Raw, they had a little promo of him. She's like, he's on there?
Yeah.
She was so upset we weren't there.
Yeah. See, it's like those are the moments that it's just so cool.
Do you watch like Logan Paul's matches?
Yeah.
What do you think of him as a performer?
Oh my God. He's so talented. I think he is like just out of this world. One, he's like a freak athlete. And two, I do think that he's obviously so smart when it comes to marketing and branding.
He's killing it.
And that has just transitioned from everything he's done from like YouTube to his podcast to Prime to what he does in the ring. I think it's so cool.
He's like a little jumping monkey.
Yes. I know. I'm taking notes on like how he does his branding. Like that is He's a smart man.
Yeah. You said you would do an energy drink possibly?
Oh, that's a good question. Like as a brand?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. I do drink them every day.
Yeah. If you're on two, maybe even three a day.
Yeah.
You should go to Health Nut.
I love Health Nut.
Chris owns it now.
Yeah. Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
No way.
Did you watch, obviously, the last season?
Of course.
What do you think of the Kardashian switch over to Hulu?
Actually, I have notes if anyone wants to listen. Okay, I feel like they obviously don't need a show anymore. They are also well off. They're also successful. All of their businesses would thrive just as much with or without the show. So I am grateful that they give us some content, okay? Love you all. Thank you. Please continue to exploit your lives for me. I love it. However, I do feel like when it was on E, and maybe this was just seasons ago, but I do feel like it was when they were on E. They were more open. I feel like we got more raw, real stuff happening, where now it's like, okay, they go on vacation and we get a guacamole making competition. I still want it. I will still tune in. I'm there. I'm clocked in. I'm ready to go. But I would love a little more.
A little more drama. A little more of the confrontation.
It's not even drama. It's just, I don't want a planned, like, oh, we have to film today, so let's do a guacamole competition. Like, I want them to just be filmed by the pool and, like, the natural conversations that come up. And, like, I do think, not that this is, obviously, it's so sad that this happened and that it was recorded, but, like, the natural stuff of when stuff came out with Tristan, when they happened to be filming Kim, so she answers, and you get all of that, like, raw, real reaction.
While she's working out?
Yes. Like, I just want more of them just, like, I'm good with just seeing their day-to-day. I don't need there to be, like, a planned thing that's happening just because they're filming. Like, I feel like they just like we all do. Like, naturally, if your whole day is being filmed, there's going to be things that go wrong or things that happen or things that go right, and you get those reactions. And I would love more of Kylie. I need more from Kylie. I know she doesn't want to give it to me, but I need more. I think even if they didn't film their significant others and it's just them, like, Kylie's not on it that often.
Yeah.
And when she is, I was listening to a podcast, so I'm going to steal their little quote. It was on the toast. They're like, Kylie gives us absolutely nothing, but we love it. Like, she's there. She's there. We get nothing from her, but we get to see her. And I'm okay with that. I really am. But I would love, even if it was just more of her day to day with Kylie Cosmetics. Like, I want to just see more of her life.
Yeah.
Just as a fan.
That brand would be so sick.
Yeah. I want to see more of an inside look into that.
Do you ever watch any of the WWE shows? Of
course.
What's your favorite ones?
Miz and Mrs. I loved. That was so good. I love watching their show. And it's funny. I told them this. Like, they know that I'm a fan. I'm a fan of all reality TV, but especially when it's, like, WWE based. Like, I love getting that inside look. And I think their life is so cool because they've been together for so long and they have, you know, two beautiful daughters. And so it's fun to, like, see that with him on the road and with when they were filming and she was making her comeback. And then he was on Dancing with the Stars when they were filming. Like, I just, like, love seeing all of that.
Being on the inside, who do you think would be an incredible WWE reality show?
Total Divas 2.0, for starters.
Starring Maxine Dupri.
Yes. Chelsea Green. Natalia. We're ready. I think there's so much opportunity for that. And I know I always say this, but, like, I really do feel like Total Divas, I think them doing WWE in Love is really cool. I think Ms. and Mrs., like, I think all of those bring in a different fan base. Because people, there's such a large sum of people who love reality TV that don't really know what we do. And I think getting to see that is so cool. And I think it really does bring so many new fans and eyes, especially when we're on these really cool outlets like Hulu. Going to Netflix, I think, is going to be major. And I would love to see an inside look, whether it's, you know, of a couple or of an individual or of the guys or of the girls. Like, I love that kind of stuff. But obviously I do. I like vlogging and I like TikTok. Like, I like an inside look.
When's the Maxine vlogs coming back out?
I don't know. I want to vlog more, but it's one of those things where it's just so much easier to use my phone and TikTok.
Yeah.
And do, like, shortened things.
I think, like, the reach there is bigger on TikTok too.
I do too. And so it's like, I know that people would like to see a longer form vlog, but it's, not that I don't want to do the work, I'm okay with doing the work, but it's hard to even find a week where, like, okay, what can I film? What's going on? Can I film backstage that day? Are there things happening? Like, it's not as easy as just doing, like, a day in the life on TikTok.
What do you think is the most surprising thing for the audience that's going on backstage that people might not know?
I would probably just say how much fun everyone has. Like, Especially like in the girls' locker room, like we have such a good time. It's so fun.
Like hitting each other over the head with tables and.
Yes. No, but just like when we're all like in a silly, goofy mood and we're all just like having a good time and, you know, I don't know. I just would love if people got to see more of that.
Whose personality is the craziest in the locker room?
Ooh. Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
And she knows it for sure. She brings the energy. It's so fun.
What about the male talent?
I don't know. Just because I'm not in their locker room, you know? I don't think I'm allowed in there. Like, if it were me, I would say Otis. Like, Otis is so funny. Like, I don't even think people know. Like, that's actually probably one of the most commonly asked questions I get is, like, is Otis that like that in real life? And I'm like, it's even better. Like, I just think he's the coolest person, and it's, like, so fun to see his personality shine. And I'm glad that people get to see it on TV, but I also think off TV, he is just one of a kind.
That's so cool you got paired with him.
I know. I'm a spoiled girl. I've been so blessed.
Yeah.
And also, just that was hilarious.
What else are you doing here in LA now? Erwan.
So, Erwan has to happen.
Aloe. Has to happen.
Sleepover with Kathy Kelly. Duh. I don't know what we're doing for dinner tonight, but we're going to do something, or we're going to have a movie night.
Fancy dinner?
I don't think so. I think something chill. I feel like since Thanksgiving, I've been like, go, 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 go. And I just, like, if I have a night where I don't have to do something crazy, I am good with a chill evening.
Yeah.
I think that's a misconception about me. Because people ask me this all the time. Like, we were somewhere. Where were we? Maybe it was, like, New Orleans. And, like, three people were like, oh, like, did you guys go out last night? And me and Chelsea are like, no, never. Like, we were asleep at 8.
Yeah.
Must go to bed. So I think that's, like, a misconception of, yes, I do love a nice dinner, but, like, I want to be asleep at 8 p.m. at all times. I'm not a night owl.
Maxine, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
It was. All of your links are going to be linked down below, guys. Go subscribe. Go check her out. And thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Flyweights. Oh, that was great.
Sick. That was fun.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.